بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another beautiful day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah grant us all goodness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously guide us, inshallah. Ameen. So we moved into the 21st juz of the Holy Quran, and one of the ayats that I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجَزِي وَالِدٌ أَوْ وَلَدِي. And then a few ayats later, Allah says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. Now this ayat is broken up into two parts, but each part is linked to the other. So the first part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us and tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have that taqwa, have that piety. Allah urges us to prepare for the day of Qiyamah by having iman and by doing good deeds, as this will be the only form of assistance for a person on the dreadful day, such a day that Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ أَوْ وَلَدِي, such a day where no father will be able to assist his son and vice versa. On that day, it will be so terrifying that everyone will be worried about their own plight, that they will not be bothered about the next person. The day of Qiyamah is inevitable. It is going to happen, and that's for sure. So we have to constantly, as part and parcel of our iman, is to believe in the hereafter and for us to believe in the day of judgment. So we have to make sure that we do everything in our power whilst we are in this world to ensure that we have a more better footing on the day of Qiyamah. Now, from amongst the many people that will be saved, one category of people that will also share the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people who used to fast. So alhamdulillah, through the blessings of the month of Ramadan, Allah has given us this opportunity to fast. So we shouldn't complain about it, but rather we should take it in its stride. Yes, you do have some hot days, you have some cold days, but this is all a test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see how we behave. Everything liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah wants to see who amongst us can do the best that we can for His pleasure. So the fast of Ramadan is something very important, and a person shouldn't complain about it. Aside from that, a person should also worry about his condition on the day of Qiyamah, and he should strive to do good deeds. He should strive in every way possible to do good deeds, and not just in the month of Ramadan. Now that we're coming to the back end of the month of Ramadan, a person's focus should be divided into two. The first part is how he's going to exert himself in the remaining days of Ramadan, and the second part is how he's going to continue with the good that he did in the month of Ramadan, even after the month of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in that aspect, inshallah, in both those aspects, inshallah. Ameen. So the second part is also interlinked to the first part, and this is the part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, that don't be fooled by the life of this world. This ayah teaches us that the dunya cannot become the primary objective. Unfortunately, today we are living in such a time where people make the dunya their objective. And it's not just about non-Muslims, it's Muslims included. We make it such that all we want is to live in this world. There's nothing else that is important to us, and we make it the only objective. And this is absolutely dangerous because it makes it such that we don't concentrate on our real objective of this world, and that is to use whatever material Allah has given us in a halal way according to the laws of Sharia to build our akhirat. And we completely forget about our akhirat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warns us of the great deceiver, which is shaitan, who, you know, with the man's carnal self, he instigates him to do sin, and he deceives him by making him feel that the acts like salah and zakat can be done at another time. Many a times you want to perform salah, it is shaitan that will come and tell you, no, you still got time. You know, the salah time it's quite a long period. You can make it later, and later comes. And you know, procrastination is a thief of time. And as a result of which, we don't fulfill any of these religious obligations. So it's very, very important for us to understand that he indeed is our enemy, and shaitan can never be our friend. There is never such a thing as shaitan being our friend, so we have to be very, very careful in this regard. Allah terms him and calls him a great deceiver. Also together with that, Mufassirin write and mention, and they say, shaitan sometimes he sugarcoats the sin, and he whispers into the ear of a person telling him that keep going, Allah will forgive you. So in other words, what is meant over here is that Allah Ta'ala will forgive you, so you commit the sin. Don't worry, you can always make tawbah later. So we have to also be very careful about this here. You must remember, shaitan has been on earth before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan knows the ups and downs and every aspect of the human nature because he studied and he went through the phase of all the different types of people. So he knows exactly what is our weakness and he knows exactly how to manipulate us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us His mercy. Allah has granted us the doors of Tawbah. So let us utilize it. Every time we commit sin, make Tawbah immediately. Don't wait for later. Make Tawbah immediately and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep on saving you or saving us from these types of sin. So we do not become the friends of shaitan, but rather we become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Jazakallah.